Now, police say they've stopped an active terrorist plot after an armed raid on a house in northwest London. One woman suspect was shot and seriously injured. Several other people have been arrested. The police say they're working against a growing number of threats. Hannah Stewart is co-head of the Security and Extremism Unit at Policy Exchange, an influential think tank on the right of British politics. Good evening, Hannah.
Good evening.
It's alarming, of course, isn't it? Particularly if you live or work in the capital, but I suppose also a sign of how broadly effective our counter-terrorism services really are.
Yes, I mean, these are two separate intelligence-led operations coming on the same day and coming only weeks after the deadly attack in Westminster. So it really is an awful reminder of the ongoing threat that we face from terrorism, but also of the good work that the security services and the police are doing. Both of these investigations, as I say, were intelligence-led, and that's in keeping with the majority of our terrorism convictions.
When they say that they're arresting suspects on an almost daily basis, we spoke to our Home Affairs correspondent Danny Shaw earlier on, who said that's pretty much been the pattern for years. The resources going into that in order to be able to, you know, have that level of surveillance must be massive.
Yes, and that's something that the police and the security services have faced for a long time, the prioritising of resources. That's something that was said after the 7/7 attacks. It's about knowing how to deploy those resources most effectively. And as they said then, hitting the crocodiles closest to the boat. And particularly this operation in Willesden appears to be indicative of that, where it seems that the property was being watched for perhaps some time, and this is a point where the authorities realised that a threat was imminent and went in. Hopefully, this will be right at the difference between intelligence and evidence gathering, and hopefully, we will see a successful prosecution from this investigation.
What is happening in respect of those government schemes that try to encourage communities to come forward and talk about what is happening in their areas? Because there's been a lot of controversy around a lot of those schemes, one in particular. Just explain to our listeners where we are with those at the moment.
Well, the government has always worked with communities in terms of tackling the threat from terrorism and radicalisation, but particularly after the heightened threat of individuals travelling to Syria, there were police efforts to reach out to communities and particularly to families and ask people to report where they had concerns. And there have been instances of success. We've seen family members reporting their loved ones to the police because they would rather that they were dealt with here in the UK than travel abroad. And the stop and search and arrest of Khaled Mohammed Omar Ali just yesterday, I think, is indicative of that's really a good news story in that his family felt able to come forward and report his behaviour to the police.
Why do you think that's changed?
I think that, you know, the government counter-radicalisation strategy has been put in place, there's been a lot of work, particularly with local police forces, in terms of building trust and confidence with local communities. And it's about having a 365-day-a-year relationship where the police aren't just going to communities when there's a terrorism threat. They're there constantly, and they know that the communities know they can come to the police. That's the aim. And certainly in this particular arrest, that seems to have worked.
Well, you're not always seen as outsiders. Not easy, though, that at all, is it? It really isn't. That's an ongoing challenge. But Hannah, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hannah Stewart, who's from Policy Exchange, that think tank.